We're back, and the conversation continues on Outlaw Songwriters. More insights, more stories, and more music coming your way.
Welcome back to Outlaw Songwriters. If you hear something that I've played and you want to know where to get a copy, or have questions about the artists, questions about songwriting, questions about studio or home recording, or you want to send me some music, or if you'd like some tips on how not to get shot in a gunfight, reach out to me. I want to hear from you. I love the emails and people reaching out to me on Facebook. This has been really cool. You can go to my website, jeepwhite.com. You can go to the Facebook page, Outlaw Writers. You can contact the station. They'll forward anything you got to me, but please continue to send me your music. I love hearing from you folks out there in Radio Land and on the World Wide Web. My friend and fellow songwriting musician, Lorna Roberts, has spent a lot of time honing her craft. Lorna really has put a lot of time and effort into songwriting, and she is a great songwriter and musician. Here's a song, and you'll figure out what I'm saying here. Here's a song where she made something new out of something old. This is Lorna Roberts with Life Is But a Dream off her album Life Is Good.
Just a memory. I hope you'll smile. song when you remember me. Slow down, let go, breathe deep, gently.
There's Lorna with Life is But a Dream. Some of us, it's not as good a dream as others, but you know how that goes. If you've bought any guitars or music equipment locally, you have probably been to Ye Old Music in Hanahan. Michael Davis is the proprietor, and he is a musician extraordinaire. Now, don't go to his store just to look around, because you're probably going to walk out with something, because Michael is going to make sure, he's going to offer you a deal that you can't refuse. And you're going to wonder, well, how can he do that? I don't know, but I know he's gotten me many times when I go, how much is this, Michael? And he goes, hang on a second. And he throw a price at me, and I go, dang, man, why did you do that? Now I have to buy it. So Michael's a really, really cool guy, good salesman and a songwriter, plays in an Allman Brothers tribute band, does a lot of the Dickie Betts parts note for note, just a really, really, really fantastic musician, good guy all around. Here is his song, I Never Forgot Where I Came From, off his Big Smile album.
I grew up less than 3 miles from here. Me and my mom and dad, we were all that we had. When I was 3 years old, my dad gave me my first little guitar. He taught me how to play Your Cheating Heart in the Right Way. I'd sit in my room and I'd strum for hours and hours. Every lick I learned would put a big smile. Thank you. part of their team. I had my own thing. When I'd look to the right, he'd be there standing on my sideline. My touchdowns were my songs. He always sang along.
Patience Clements came to the Lowcountry, specifically Folly Beach, after having some success in Nashville. She's a piano and keyboard player with a passion for writing. She played with Porter Wagner for about 5 years. She also backed Charlie Rich, Tracy Nelson, Tommy Two Tone. She wrote a song called Honesty Make Me a List, and that song was picked up by Rodney Atkins, and it actually charted on the country charts. That song was very good to her. I see her in Beaufort down at our little Frogstock Festival that we've been doing for about 15 years. She generally gets up on stage and backs me on piano. Really super talented, super nice person, Miss Patience Clements. Here's her song, Afraid of the Dark.
Hard to admit when it's over, makes you feel like a failure. I try and be mature, know that I'm living in a real world, but still I'm acting just like a child. Afraid of the dark, in the middle of life, at the
Next up is a young lady that I have seen grow and blossom. It's been a real treat watching her. I used to see her at open mics all around Charleston when she was a teenager. She's grown from that into a lovely young woman, very talented, very good voice. I've shared the stage with her at songwriting events, and she has become such a talented songwriter and performer. Here is the very, very attractive and talented Miss Holland Bell Hills with her Take Me or Leave Me. This is Jeep White with Outlaw Songwriters, WVFF 97.7 FM. Please stick around. We will be right back.